Hybridsmax.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Maybe instead of spring cleaning, you need some spring painting. It's amazing how new and exciting a paint job can make you feel. Painting projects start at Edelman's in Sabetha. They carry PPG, including interior and exterior primers, and a variety of interior and exterior paints, plus all the supplies and tools you need. Edelman's also has a variety of Pinofin stain products to protect and bring a vibrant appeal to your deck. Think of how much better you'll feel sitting on that deck this summer. Edelman's Lumber, your full-service home center for 50 years. Trust the quality and experience of Edelman's in Sabetha.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You are listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to our coverage of the 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball Match. Teams taking the floor. Excited to bring you our coverage here today, brought to you by JB and Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Brandon, Justin, and Logan all with you. Of course, we'll have the basketball games tomorrow as well at 1 and 3. So bringing you all of the coverage this weekend from Highland Community College. So as we sit here courtside, we got Team Navy to our left, Team Gold to our right. Of course, we'll have plenty of interviews with coaches and players all throughout the match. We're going to have five sets regardless. This set will go to 15. We'll have breaks in between sets. I'm glad to be a part of the coverage here, and glad to bring you this here on KNZA and KMZA. And here we go. First set, and a quick point for Team Navy as the first serve right into the net for Team Gold.
Team Navy starters are Avery Weathersby from D West, Macy Thompson of JCN, Audrey Bell of JCN, Valley Heights is Taya Smith, also Jesslyn Coker from Marionville, Missouri, and Canyon Oberding from Jackson Heights.
Nicely done right there for Team Gold, getting one. That's Macy Holly, the Hanover Wildcat, earning a point for Team Gold. A 1-1 tie. We kind of talked during that last break about how do coaches kind of handle the rotations with a lot of these players. Most of them probably used to playing a lot of times and not really taking many breaks, but obviously want to get as many girls involved as possible. Nicely done again there for Macy Holly.
Yeah, Holly with the block to hand over 5'11 senior. The gold starters are Sophie Bott, Keela Wilson, Macy Holly, Samantha Nordis from Nemo, Addie Holthouse from Nemo, and also Megan Fire from Lynn.
There's a miss hit by Team Navy, so another point for Gold. So after surrendering the first point, three straight, and a 3-1 start here for Team Gold. And there's a service error. So the 2 points so far for Team Navy via the service error. We'll get the serve back. Of course, we got teams here who are players from teams who got to state tournaments, had great years. Donovan West went 37-6. Of course, they won the basketball state championship just a couple of weeks ago. So a couple of their players are here as well. There's Team Gold on the attack. Weathersby far side, setting it up. Good block there, and that's Nemaha Central's Addie Holthouse with a nice stuff there for Team Gold.
Yeah, Gold's been great at the net. A couple times they've had some big blocks already in this match, and several of these girls are planning to come here to compete in volleyball at Highland Community College. We'll be talking to their new first-year head coach of the Lady Scotties, volleyball coach Joanna Engmeyer. We'll talk to her about some of these girls and her program getting going back up after Highland did not have a volleyball team last year.
Seemed like they got a good kind of vibe around the program as they get set to get it back up and running, no doubt. And you mentioned there are quite a few of these girls who are actually set to play here at Highland next year. Right now it's a 4-3 advantage for Team Gold. Navy has it on the attack. They push it from left to right. Weathersby hits one across. Gold trying to push it back to the front. Third hit, get it on over. Probably the best rally we have seen so far between the two teams. And a miss hit for Team Navy. And after all that, Gold takes a 5-3 advantage.
You know, two of the girls on this Navy squad on the court right now that are coming to Highland next year, both from D West, teammates Kyra Johnson and Avery Weathersby. So you got Johnson setting with Avery on the front row right now. And they're both planning to come here to HCC and play volleyball next year.
And they were both all-league first team for TBL and all-state this past year as well. So two very good ones coming here to Highland from D West. Now 6-3
here in set one. A couple missed hits by Navy. They've had a couple spike attempts that have been just wide left, and that one was a little bit long.
As you mentioned, again, they had, what, an hour, hour and a half practice together, and that's really it. So it's really trying to gel here in the first set as you work on communication, just trying to get everything in the right spots, and Team Gold out to a good start here with a 7-3 advantage, now three straight points.
And Oberding tried for the block that time, got a piece of it, but then it ended up dropping right in front of her before anybody else could get there.
Good diving save from the back line. That was nicely done by Reagan Becker of Centralia to keep it alive. Gold back on the attack, and there's a point there. That's Jessica Gruber, middle hitter Anna Sabetha, earning a point there. Now 8-3, Team Gold.
And there was Oberding and got a piece of it, but it ricocheted off her hands and out of bounds, so a nice 8-3 start for Gold as we get our first timeout.
It is a timeout. We'll take a quick 30 as well. 8-3 Gold in front of Team Navy here. We'll step aside back in a moment here on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Chink Process in Sabetha is happy to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Northeast Kansas. Chink Process designs and builds material handling systems that are shipped worldwide. The employees of Chink Process are proud to sponsor local sports and community events.
The Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. It's fried chicken Sundays every single Sunday. 785-866-2233 and try some of the homemade pies. Tell Susan that Kansland Radio sent you to the Dinner Bell Cafe right off 2nd Street in downtown Wetmore.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here from Highland Community College as we continue on after our first timeout, first set, and up against the net, Gold getting another point, 9-3, their advantage. They have scored five straight and six of the last seven. Here in this first set, both teams shuffling some players in and out, everyone getting involved early. Serve there for Team Gold, maybe trying to get a little bit of momentum. That's Audrey Bell setting one up, now back to Bell, taps it across. Gold there on the save. That's fire from Lynn, and another nice hit by Beyer to keep it alive. And then finally, still on the deck. Too many hits for Team Gold there. Beyer had a couple chances out of Lynn to get one back across. But finally, Navy gets back on the board. It's 9-4.
Yeah, good job by Audrey Bell, the setter from JCN, finding an open spot there to get that one across and left Gold scrambling to return it over, which they could not in three hits.
That's Weathersby now to serve for Navy, and Navy back on the attack after it was quickly pushed over. My Team Gold. Here's Holthaus for Nemaha Central. A long hit, and it looks to be out, which would make it 9-5. So back-to-back points here for Navy in set one.
Have Holthaus, Gruber, and Ashcraft on the front row for the Gold team. That's Nemaha, Sabetha, and Holt and three pick seven girls that have been longtime rivals all on the same team right now up front for Gold.
And Holthaus, a nice hit there. Another point. And speaking of one of the few that'll be here at Highland Community College playing volleyball next fall. Holthaus being one and now earning another point here for Team Gold. Now 10-5, so a double-up advantage as Holthaus will serve. Once again, we got five sets for you here, and there's a stuff. Kind of our first big-time spike that we've seen here so far.
Yeah, that one was set up nicely by the Navy All-Stars. And you know, I know there's a huge difference between high school, of course, and the community college level like they have here at Highland, but I would think if you have a player like Addie Holthaus, that's a pretty good start to a recruiting class.
Yeah, no doubt. Nemaha Central won 40 matches this past fall and got to the state championship, but lost to Heritage Christian. And Heritage Christian, by the way, had two girls who one was committed to Iowa State, the other was committed to Wake Forest. So they had two legit Division I commits, and that was the only match standing in the way of a Nemaha Central state championship. There's another Gold point, 11-7 now. As they alternate back-to-back, another quick sub in for Gold. As Samantha Nordis checks back in here for Gold out of Nemaha Central.
Yeah, she's coming to Highland as well. Kind of cool you have both Nordis and Holthaus from Nemaha coming to Highland. Both Weathersby and Johnson from D-West coming to Highland. So the recruiting has kind of been in pairs for HCC Coach Engemeyer, at least here from the local area.
And a lot of these girls as well, I say a lot, at least a few of them that we know are actually going to be here tomorrow as well, of course, playing in the basketball all-star game as well. So, again, we got just not just great volleyball players, but multi-sport athletes who have been doing it for a long time. And right now you got Team Navy diving back into it. It's 11-9 here in the first set.
Ace served by Canyon Oberding. Pulls them within a couple. She'll serve again.
Right now Team Navy on the attack. They set it up middle of the floor, and how about that one by Holtow? It's a nice dig. As, again, we haven't had too many long rallies here early. There's a nice stuff and point, but Navy gets it there. I see Thompson. And a JC in. Nicely done there.
She is the only six-footer on the Navy team. In fact, both these teams have 1 6-foot girl, and that's it. So quite a few 5'10s and 5'11", but don't have any towering players that stand out over everybody else too much here today.
Olberding with another ace, so we're now tied at 11 apiece.
She's brought it back. Got a fourth straight serve here now, including a couple aces already.
Olberding is off to UMKC next year. She's going to do track, and one of the better track athletes in our state, or in our area, I should say, but she's off to UMKC. Good rally here once again, 11-11, the score in the first set. Good crowd on hand as well, a lot of parents and family and friends watching these athletes going at it. Good rally, but finally a late hit. It's a little bit long as Beyer just misfired for Team Gold, and Navy takes the lead now. It's 12-7.
That's two impressive kills by Reagan Becker of Centralia, too. They've been setting her up on the left side as Olberding just had an air serve on her fifth straight attempt, but did give Navy the quick lead, and two really great kills there by Reagan Becker of Centralia to get the game tied up and give Navy a brief lead.
Centralia won 30 matches this past fall. They lost, though, in the sub-state title match to D-West, who went on to the state tournament this year. 12-12 here in the first set, expecting them all to be close. A little miscommunication there for Navy, so Gold gets a point up front. You see that quite a bit.
Quite a few dinks and passes over to the net on the second hit as well. I think that's, again, just kind of going back to the timing and maybe the lack of chemistry that these players have having played together.
And a serve, or I should say an ace there, just hit the top and landed over and actually hit a Navy player in the back. So 14-12, three straight now for Team Gold after they got out to a pretty good lead and the Navy came back. But now a service error once again for Gold, 14-13.
Three serve errors on the Gold All squad. That's been their worst enemy already to this point.
Question is, how many of these girls are playing volleyball all year round? Again, a lot of these girls, you know, three-sport athletes, so they're focused on some maybe spring sports, some just coming off of basketball, so it's just kind of maybe getting back into the flow of some things with very little kind of prep time to get ready for this. But most of the time, they've been playing for a long time, so it's usually just natural. They just continue to play, but we're finally getting some good back and forth between these two.
I think the play will get better as the day goes on.
Right now, 14-13, the Gold lead over Navy, now tied at 14. Boy, Macy Thompson, when she's up front and in the middle, and at Jefferson County North, as you mentioned, again, the lone six-footer, it's you can certainly tell that she is the lone six-footer. 14-14 now, back-to-back points for Navy.
Great serve by Becker.
Somehow dug out of there by Gold. Now Navy back on the attack. There is Gold, back to it. There's the spike, good dig on the back line by Olberding. Back to the front, Navy pushing across. Holthouse with the dig for Team Gold. Now we're probably on our best rally of the day so far. As both teams kind of settling in. That was off Thompson's dome. Took one, but it stayed alive. And now tapped across by Kaylee Thompson. But Reagan Becker now in the back, pushed across by Audrey Bell. Now Gold back on the attack, and they set it up, and finally slamming it down with Macy Holly, but up against the net. So finally, after all that, it's actually Navy who gets the point, now takes the lead at 15-14.
Second time they've had a one-point lead after trailing early by, what, 6 or 7, the Navy All-Stars?
It was 9-3 at one point. Gold had an early advantage, but Navy's been kind of in control, coming back, and now tied at 15-15. That stops the run for Navy a three straight as Gold back to serve. That one just barely touched on the back line. It's you never can tell, but that's a point for Gold.
Looking over to her head coach like, hey, you're standing there. You knew if that was in or out. Talk to me. Give me a little bit, a little indecision there.
Yeah, I think we heard crickets, and she just, it was just last second. Couldn't tell, but this time Gold keeping the serve in play. Navy on the attack. Good defensive effort by Macy Thompson, or I should say that was Macy Holly, excuse me, for Team Gold. And Holthaus just taps it across. Navy pushing it back over. Of course, we'll have interviews with some players and coaches throughout the broadcast here today, but we're just getting going. Set number one of five. Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball match. A point here for Navy. They said it was out, deflected. Kind of confusion on the point.
Who it was against. Have Jolene Bannister from Hiawatha and her mom that are doing the refereeing today here for the volleyball all-star match.
Putting in their work today as well, helping the cause, and there's one right into the net. Another point here for Gold. So now four straight for Gold and getting closer and closer to the end of this first set. 18-15, the Gold lead. Gold will serve. Third try across. Now Gold on the attack. Push it. Holthouse's way. Stuffed at the net. Kept alive by Gold. Pushed across. Good hit there by Overding. And another good rally between the two. Holthouse again. Slaps one across with the right hand. Set up by Bell. Hit across by Smith. And Gold again on the attack. Deflected in the air. Navy gets it back. Another Bell set up far side. Hit across by Thompson. But I believe that is a point for Gold again. Make it five straight. Now 19-15 and a timeout. So we'll step aside as well for a quick 30. Set one, 19-15 our score. Gold in front. We'll step aside back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true? Or offering plans that do not work? Or work well in our area?
Well, so are we!
At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlogge in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here from Highland Community College. And out of the timeout, big points for Navy. They get back to within three at 19-16. Sub in across the board is Lena Haberkamp. Addison Trillia checks back in to serve for Navy. Down 19-16 here to Gold in the first set. Haberkamp serves, and an eight. 19-17. A lot of dip there on the serve by Lena Haberkamp, whose future plans tends to go to Washburn University, major in physical therapy. Here's Holthouse for Gold. Nice defensive effort by Audrey Bell at the net. Also Macy Thompson in there as well. So three straight out of that timeout, 19-18.
Yeah, Navy's still down one, but I feel like Navy's had like at least three service aces, and Gold, as we've noted, is had, there's another one, and Gold's had like three or four service errors.
Right.
Serving has been a huge difference in this match.
19-19 now, four straight for Navy. Haberkamp continuing to serve and help Centralia to 30-10 record, and there's Haberkamp again with an ace. And just like that, five straight, now a timeout for Gold. We'll step aside as well. Quick 30 on the way, 20-19 here in set one. Navy now in front by a point. We'll step aside back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer or the owner?
On here from Highland Community College, and how about the run here right now for Team Navy up 21-19 on Team Gold as our coverage continues here of the 37th annual Northeast Kansas High School All-Star Volleyball match.
Pretty impressive. Navy was down 6-7 early, as we noted, came all the way back to take the lead, and then they were down 4 just a moment ago and leading here now in late. Set number one.
That's about to be a seventh straight point for Team Navy. So they were down 19-15. They're now up 22-19.
21-20.
They changed it. Okay, so it's 21-20, beg your pardon.
But they still have the lead, and, of course, going to 25, so just 4 points away here.
Yeah, we'll play five sets. First four will be to 25. Set five will be to 15. 22-20 now. Team Navy getting that point back. Up two here, late set one.
After another ace.
Sent across by Navy. Right at the net. Gold gets it across with Gruber. Now setting it up. Haverkamp up front. Far side. Good defense by Gold, but they get it back on their end. They work from right to left here in the first set. Holthaus nearly got a point for Gold, but back and forth we go. Nemaha Central's Holthaus sends it across. Set up by Haverkamp near side. There's the spike, and there's the kill by Audrey Bell.
That was a nice back set by Alina Haverkamp, and Audrey Bell put the hammer down. An impressive spike, and just 2 points away from taking set one, we get another timeout.
Are there unlimited timeouts? Now the coaches are just getting real strategic here down the stretch, but we'll take it as well. 23-20, back in 30 here on Kansaland Radio.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Navy has fought back. They have set point here in the first of five sets and an ace right across. And just like that, it's Claire Jobbins, the final point for Team Navy. And they battle their way back and dominate it from the end and take the first set over Team Gold 25-20.
What do they have? Probably like at least seven, maybe eight or nine aces. They win the opening set on an ace. But that was the key thing because Canyon Overding, when they were down early, had five straight serves, including a couple aces. That got Navy back and actually in front for a brief moment at 13-12. But they fall down 19-15, need another rally, and they get a couple more ace serves by Lena Haverkamp. Got rolling again there, and they get an ace to help finish the first set from Claire Jobbins. So, really, I look at kind of the serving being the difference in that first set. But a great job by Navy down early and often to battle back and win it, closing out game one.
As you mentioned again, Gold was up 19-15 at one point, but 10 of the last 11 points go to Navy as they win set one 25-20. We're just getting going here, the 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball Match. Brandon, Justin, Logan all with you. First set is in the books. We'll step aside for another timeout and come back with more right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tamman, Justin Fluke, Logan Carpenter with you from Highland Community College, home of the Scotties, as we bring you our coverage here of the 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball Match. Of course, we've got the basketball games tomorrow we'll have for you as well at 1 and 3. Girls up first, and the boys will follow. Justin now going to work on location and work around the gymnasium here as we'll get some interviews with some coaches and some players throughout the second set and beyond. But it was Navy taking the first set, 25-20. They scored 10 of the last 11 points to rally past Gold in set one. Regardless, we'll play five sets. First 4-25, and then set 5-15. Let's check in with Justin.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. I'm here with Canyon Olberding of Jackson Heights. And your girls were down early, but when you started serving, you got on a run. And just tell me about that first game, Canyon.
We definitely started out a little slow because I think we're all a little nervous playing with new people. But once we got a hang of it, I think getting in that rotation really helped.
You had a couple ace serves, and then it seemed like your team had several aces to kind of battle back and win that. So how tough is it to pick back up volleyball after a few months off?
Pretty tough. Definitely helped having a practice beforehand. We definitely seemed a little slow getting out there. So
you're a multi-sport star, Canyon. Play volleyball, basketball, and, of course, track your main sport because you're going to do it at college. What led to that decision and why you decided to pursue track at the collegiate level?
I really enjoy triple jump and long jump, and that's just my favorite thing to do. So.
Awesome. Can't wait to watch you this spring and then at the next level. Final question. You have a favorite memory from your high school sports career at Jackson Heights?
Probably winning not the sub-state game my junior year, but winning the Riverside game before that because it was just so intense. And I made the last second shot in it, so it really was a big we all were really excited after it.
Well, great career, and I know you're back here playing basketball tomorrow, so enjoy the weekend and good luck this spring at track.
Thank you.
That's Canyon Olberding of Jackson Heights. Brandon, back to you. Our interview is brought to you by Giant Communications and JBM Telephone Company.
All right, very nicely done as well, as we'll continue on. Right now it's a 3-2 Navy advantage as we get going here. And set number two once again is Justin now working around the gymnasium here as we'll continue to have interviews with our local athletes and coaches. There is another point for Team Navy, so they're out to a 4-2 lead with a service ace there. That time by Elise Curry, the setter defensive specialist for Shawnee Heights. And another one there for Navy. 5-2. They've been gone quite the run here right now. As we're going to get Justin back here in a second for another interview, and let's go right back to Justin.
Thanks, Brandon. I'm here with Kyra Johnson, another multi-sport star from Donovan West. So getting to play in the All-Star Games right here where you went to high school. How cool is that, Kyra?
Very cool. It's very exciting. So, yeah.
So you're just coming off a state basketball championship. How hard has it been here today with the practice and now in this game to kind of get back into volleyball mode?
It's been hard. I'm still in basketball mode and just ready for tomorrow. Me and Avery are in the All-Star Games basketball tomorrow. So, yeah, it's been hard to remember how to play volleyball, so.
Well, one thing that's really cool is that you're not only from here, but you're coming here to play college volleyball next year. Tell me what all went into that decision and about your excitement to come here and be a Scotty.
They got a new coach, and me and Avery came up here and talked to her, and we really like her, and we want to help rebuild the program since we didn't have one last year. So.
You've been to state volleyball, you've been to state basketball a couple times. Of course, you won it all this year. Is it a silly question to ask, like, your favorite high school sports memory at D West?
I'd have to say state basketball so far. Yeah, that was really fun, and the whole environment was amazing. So
you're having a busy weekend because you're playing basketball tomorrow as well. So what are you most looking forward to and think you'll enjoy about the weekend and playing in the All-Star game?
I think having Perry as the coach again because we get to have him again for one last time, and I think that'll be fun.
That's awesome. Well, good luck here today and tomorrow and the rest of your senior season.
Thank you.
All right, there.
Kyra Johnson.
Very nicely done, Justin. Kyra Johnson of Donovan West. Right now it's a 8-4 advantage here in set two for Team Navy. The All-Star Volleyball match right now, of course. Donovan West, as we mentioned there, talking with Johnson of D West, just came off their first ever state championship in basketball. What a run it was for the Mustangs. Right now, 9-4. Navy with the advantage. Right now serving here for Team Navy. Becker for Centrilia. Gold has it on the attack. Still going from right to left, and that one's a little bit far and out of play. Makes it 10-4. As Navy, who had to rally from down 4 late in set 1, they come back and win it, and they kind of continue that momentum with a 10-4 advantage. As we'll get to Justin with another interview here in just a sec. As we go back and forth with this rally. And finally into the net, Navy gets another point. Let's go back to Justin.
Thanks, Brandon. Interview is brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. Hey, timeout. I'm with Claire Jobbins of JCN, who is worried because she just came out, and I thought it would be a perfect time for the interview, but she said, I'm getting ready to go back in. So we've got a timeout now. We're going to keep it here. Claire, tell me what it's been like here so far today to play in this All-Star game.
Okay, well, first I was like, fine, but then I got nervous, but and then I shanked the first ball, and after I shanked that first ball, it was fine. I got right back into it. So.
You had some incredible hits. So tell me about also getting to play for your head coach, Schuler, and you also have a couple teammates that you're getting to play with here today. That's got to be a cool experience.
Yeah, no, like, I love my teammates. I've been with them literally since pre-K playing because my mom coached us, and then Dave is, like, literally my second dad, and he's led us to four state champions. Well, not champions. We went to state with him, and we finally placed third. So he's awesome. He's a good coach, and I love him. He knows what he's talking about.
Awesome. You mentioned the third-place finish at state this year, so I'm sure that's one of your best high school sports moments. But what do you feel like made you girls, you know, capable and able to have that run that you did and success?
Definitely the trust and the bond that we had within the team and the coaches. Like, the coaches, like, knew what was happening 24/7, and us girls just had that bond, and we loved each other as a team. We worked together and always talked everything out.
Claire Jobbins, you're coming here to Highland to play college volleyball next year?
Yes, I am.
Tell me what went into that decision and why you're so excited about it.
Well, my sister played volleyball, my mom played volleyball, so I was like, oh my gosh, I got to keep playing volleyball. I'm like so excited about it because I have teammates playing with me that I know, so it's just going to be fun.
Awesome, Claire. Great career. Best of luck this spring and being a Scotty here in the future.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Claire Jobbins of JCN. Brandon, back to you.
All right, continuing on here, 12-5 in set two, Team Navy. Leading Team Gold is our interviews again brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Big thanks and shout out to them. Our sponsors here for the weekend is maybe kind of continuing their run from the end of the first set. Went up against the net. It looks like a violation committed. So it's now, I should say they took off that last point. So now three straight points for Gold. Back to within four, 11-7. As Gold now back on the attack, but right into the net it goes, and a service error makes it 12-7 for Team Navy. Good stuff here early on, is still got a ways to go, just in the middle of set two of five in the All-Star Volleyball match here at Highland CC. Justin already knocking out a few interviews with our local athletes. Gold getting another point there. Nicely done by Gruber of Sabetha, earning that point as we'll get a sub in for Navy. Oberding's going to come back in here.
I won't hog all the air time, Brandon, so I'll come back here for a little bit, and then I'll go down to the Gold bench, and we'll grab a few more. But, yeah, try to get as many, especially the local girls in our MSC Sports coverage area as we can, because that's what today's all about, kind of honoring them and hearing their excitement. All three of those girls, great interviews, but just their excitement level was pretty cool to hear and see what this kind of means to them.
And it seems like half the, and that's just a large guesstimate there, but quite a few of these girls from our area. As, again, Highland volleyball is coming back up, a lot of their roster is going to consist of quite a few of these girls who are competing here today. Right now a 13-9 advantage as we get another sub back in for Navy. Kyra Johnson checking in for Navy out of D West. It's a 13-9 advantage for Navy. They won the first set 25-20 after they were down 19-15 late. Kind of kept that momentum rolling. Weathersby to Johnson over. Navy again. That was D West to D West.
That was great court vision there. We've seen a lot of those passes that we've talked about, but that time Kyra Johnson just saw an opening in the back corner, got the ball there before any Gold athlete could recover.
Gold trying to get back on track and take a set here, and there's one that's bounced up right in front of us, deflected, but a point for Team Gold nonetheless, now 14-10. Good mix, certainly, of these athletes who, as you mentioned again, you spoke with Canyon Olberding, who's, I think, the lone athlete here today who's actually going to be competing at track at the next level. Of course, she is one of the best long jump and triple jumpers that we have in this area, and certainly we'll have a chance at another state championship here this spring. But we'll be a UMKC Rue. 15-10 our score. Right now Navy in front, set two. They won the first set by five. Gold getting one back.
Kind of picked up where they left off a little bit, right? They had kind of grabbed momentum there late in the first set and kind of just continued that into the second set. It seems like the Navy squad has maybe just settled in and developed chemistry a little bit quicker. But as I mentioned earlier, I think the play is going to continue to get better as the day goes on. I expect to see longer and longer volleys.
Yeah, we kind of picked that up throughout. Yeah, it was early where it was a little bit sloppy, and now you can definitely tell. I think there's a little bit more communication between everybody and, you know, just kind of finally settling in, and figured it wouldn't take too long. But yeah, definitely the pace here in the second set's been a little bit little bit higher than in set one. Both teams just, again, kind of feeling it a little bit and getting some better rallies here early on. Another good deflection here for Team Gold. They got it with Holthaus trying to swing one back from back right to front left for Team Navy. And there's a quick, heavy finish for Audrey Bell for Team Navy. Couldn't be handled on the back line for Gold. It's now 17-11. So Navy trying to take not just the first set, but maybe even the second set, as they've kind of carried over that momentum from the end of the first set. And right when I say that, there's a hammer shot for Team Gold to get back to within five at 17-12.
That was Ella Thalman of Lynn, the six-footer for Gold, that was able to put one down hard. And Gold needed to get a little run together here to try to get back in set two.
Again, we got three players competing here today from Lynn, Thalman being one, who plans to go to college at Kansas State. Had a nice play there. There's a misfire for Team Gold, and Navy gets a point back. 18-12 is their advantage here in set two. Another sub quickly back in for Navy, as Taya Smith from Valley Heights will check in on the front line. And there's an eight, or I should say a service error there for Navy. Miss hit by Bell. Makes it 18-13. Navy's lead is five. They won the first set again over Team Gold, 25-20. We're getting better rallies here in the second set. There's a deflection and another point. Nicely done there by Olberding. Makes it 19-13.
Claire Jobbins is a firecracker. It's fun to watch athletes that, you know, are leaders, chatty, and always trying to communicate, always trying to pick up their teammates, trying to create that energy on the floor. And it's been fun to watch Claire here already today.
Everyone's just certainly having a ball, and appreciate everyone coming out supporting the athletes here today. Hopefully the same goes for tomorrow when we get back here for the hardwood and a couple of all-star basketball games. Right now 19-13, set two, Navy in front of Team Gold. Now make it 20-13, a misfire there by Jaden Johnson, the outside hitter out of Troy. Once again, rotations as Macy Thompson back in on the front lines for Team Navy. And Becker here to serve for Navy. Slaps it across. Gold there to handle it. And a nice dig here on the back line by Audrey Bell. Becker gets it back across on a third try. Gold will try it again, and another dig there by Bell. And now a tough one here for Gold. A save there by Johnson, and it's somehow kept alive. A wild rally. Finally up into the net is Olberding. Can't get it back across, and a big point for Team Gold. It's now 20-14.
So did Brandon Tadman ever compete in volleyball at any kind of level back in the day? What position would Brandon Tadman star at?
Only
in
at the PE level. Only at the Lifetime Sports PE class in high school. We sometimes put the nets down and said, let's play some volleyball.
So were you like the setter?
I was just kind of the guy that ran around and just tried to find the ball. And, you know, for the longest time, really, until you start covering volleyball, you're really don't know much about it, and you learn positions, you learn where players go, the rotations, and, you know, I'm going to be honest, I'm still learning as we continue on and continue our coverage, but right now 21-14, but nonetheless, yeah, you still just, you know, you get those books where it's just like, I am a dummy book. I needed one for volleyball before I first started covering, but now nonetheless, it's been a lot of fun, and you can tell it takes certain athleticism to play this game, and we're continuing on, and it's been a lot of fun here early, but Navy's been kind of in control really since the late portions of set one. They have kept the momentum rolling and trying to go quickly 2-0. They lead it 22-14 over Team Gold. One off the top of the net, up against the net, somehow saved. Two amazing hits there. Navy keeps it alive. And that one's finally slapped down for Team Gold, and a point there makes it 22-15.
You know, the best thing that volleyball ever did was go to rally scoring. It used to be, you know,
right.
You could only get a point if you served, and it was like 4-hour, 5-hour matches sometimes. But when they went to rally scoring, that was a game changer. Like volleyball now, the scoring happens more rapidly, really, than any other sport. I mean, there's so much excitement, like with the constant, you know, scoring on every single serve and point. So, yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun.
Holthaus came back in for Gold to serve and just got it across over the top net. The rally continues. Navy has it back. A little set up by Coker, but went in the wrong direction. Now Bell, or Jobbins, excuse me, will hit it back across for Navy. There's Gold and setting up and putting it down. That was Gruber for Sabetha with the kill shot. Makes it 22-16. To late in set two.
Is it too late? That's the question.
That is.
If Addie Holthaus can bring it back closer.
Well, again, Holthaus again out of Nemaha Central. They had arguably their best, one of their best seasons in school history. They won 40 matches getting to the 3A state title game. And Hutchinson back in October ran into a very good Heritage Christian team. A lot of these girls from their respective schools who had made state tournament appearances this past fall. Donovan West, Jefferson County North, Valley Heights, all qualifying for state in the fall. Navy nearing set points, and now they're on it. Audrey Bell makes it 24-16 here in set two, and Navy trying to take a 2-0 lead. As it'll be Haverkamp to send it across out of Centralia. Gold needs a big rally to keep set two alive. Navy trying to put this one away. 24-16. Gold right into the net, and an error by Gold will give Navy set number two. So 25-16 is the Navy win in set number two. So we're continuing on our coverage of the 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball Match. Navy with the 2-0 advantage, 25-20 and 25-16. We'll come back after a timeout for set three right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tamman with you, joined by Justin Fluke. Appreciate the work from Logan Carpenter back in our Hiawatha studios. The 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball Match as Navy out to a 2-0 lead over Team Gold. Let's go over to Justin Fluke.
Hey, I'm here with the Navy head coach David Schuler from JCN. And what's been the secret, coach? Off to a great 2-0 start today.
Oh, well, that hour of practice that we had really set us up for this. But no, the girls, you know, at first they were out there and just not even breathing, it seemed like. They were so nervous. But in the end, after that first time out, I said everybody just needs to breathe. It's a lot easier to play when you're breathing. So they relaxed, and now you can see that they got a little bit of chemistry, a little bit of emotion. So,
what does it mean to you to coach in this All-Star game? I believe you've done it before, maybe a year or two, but also special, I know, because you have a few players that you're getting to coach again here today.
Yeah, this is an honor to do this. It's great for the guys. Great thing for them, but yeah, coaching my three players again is a blessing. They were very instrumental. Obviously, this class hasn't missed going to state, and they will very much know what I want in my program, and they're leaders.
Well, Claire Jobbins was talking about those four state tournament appearances and third this year. I know it had to mean a whole lot to kind of break through and bring home some hardware back to JCN.
Yeah, we've talked for a number of years, well, for 4 years, trying to get to that second day, and that's been our goal. And when we finally broke through this year, it was very fun. And the girls, now I think it trickles down from there. You know, the girls coming up realize what it's about, so it helps.
Well, no pressure, Coach, but 2-0, now the goal is to go 5-0, right?
Yeah, I told them in the huddle there between sets, I said we can't win them all unless we win the first two, so we've got that done. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Gold's good, though. Gold's got some great players over there.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
That's David Schuler, head coach for the JCN Chargers and leading the Navy All-Stars today. Our interview is brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company.
All right, there we go. Justin's going to work his way back to the Gold side now, as we've been kind of working our way through the Navy bench. And again, head coach David Schuler joining us from Jefferson County North as we start set number three. Get Navy out to a good start, winning the first two sets 25-20 and 25-16. Brandon Tabman again, Justin Fluke, and Logan Carpenter with you. A 2-0 start here for Team Gold in set number three, trying to get on the board. Quick sub back in. Macy Thompson back in on the front line here for Team Navy. And there is an ace for Gold, and they're off to a good start here. A 3-0 advantage. And trying to get one on the board after Navy has taken the first two sets here of this all-star match. Another heavy bite to that serve. Maybe able to control this one. Tapped across by Kaylee Thompson. There's another set, and a spike attempt by Holly is rejected by Team Navy up front. Thompson in on that. Makes it 3-1. So the first point for Navy here in set number three. Another sub in on the front line. Reagan Becker in. Addison Trillia. There's a service error into the net for Navy. So now 4-1 is the gold lead. Once again, want to thank JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications, our weekend sponsors of the festivities here from Highland CC. There's a dig by Jobbins on the back line. It's slapped across by Bell. Gold pushing it back across and nicely played by Sophia Bott out of Lynn. Makes it 5-1. Gold back on the attack here. As we continue on through set number three. Here is Navy once again, and that one is out. Another point for Gold. Makes it 6-1. This is kind of how the first set began, as Gold got out to a good lead, and the Navy just slowly clawed their way back. They're going to have to do it again here in set three. Here's Becker again across the net, and into it she goes, and it's now 7-1 in favor of Team Gold. And as we sit here courtside, Gold is hitting from our right to left, Navy from our left to right. Becker blocked at the net. Good defense there by Gold. And now another hit. That was nicely played by Bell. Also Haverkamp makes it 7-2. Gold by 5. Another sub for Navy. Never mind. 7-2 right now, the advantage for Team Gold here in set 3. And it's going to be 7-3 and 8. Nicely done there. Kaylee Thompson. Makes it 7-3, back-to-back points for Navy. Thompson again. Gold with the dig on the back line. They set it up front. It slapped across on a third hit. Bumped up in the air by Olberding for Navy. They set up Becker, and she is blocked, but it's going to be a Navy point. And now three straight for Navy to get back to within three. It's 7-4. Thompson again will serve. She'll be back here tomorrow for the basketball game, and she's going to be playing basketball at the next level at Bethany. Fun to watch her, 1,000-point score for Jackson Heights. There's a point for Gold to stop that little bit of a run. 8-4, the Gold advantage. Gold brings back Ella Thalman, 6-footer from Lynn. Avery Weathersby back in for Navy. Right now 8-4, the Gold lead here. In set number three, Navy's taken the first two sets, and a point there for Navy. Olberding puts that one down, makes it 8-5, and we got Justin Fluke with our first Gold interview.
Thanks, Brandon. Brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. I'm here with Samantha Nordis of Nemoth Central on the Gold All-Stars. And great start in game three. Samantha, just tell me about how this day has gone so far for you.
It's gone really well. It was fun to meet all the new people and get to have a chance to play with them.
What a phenomenal run you've had at Nemoth Central, and of course this year, like, almost won 50 games, got to the state championship. But tell me about this season and what it was like to be a senior part of that for the Thunder.
It was really fun. It was awesome. I was playing with my best friends and couldn't have asked for it any other way.
So do you have any favorite sports memory competing for Nemoth Central?
Probably just all the locker room pregame things that we do together as a team.
Crazy stuff or what?
Yeah, just all the songs and the suspicions that we have.
All right, so what's the go-to song for Nemoth Central in the locker room? Can you let that info out?
Yeah, Stealing Electricity.
Stealing Electricity. All right, and you're coming to Highland to play volleyball here next year, right? Tell me about that decision and what you're most looking forward to.
So I was really excited. The coach had reached out to me, and I was really wanting to play volleyball, so just great to have this opportunity.
Now, you're listed as a defensive specialist. I feel like the defensive specialists don't get any of the love and glory. Like, they do all the dirty work and the hardest work, though. Tell me what it's like to, like, be a defensive specialist and dig the ball.
Yeah, it is really hard work. I actually have, like, a bunch of holes in my jersey, and, yeah. But our coaches really make sure that they recognize us.
Samantha, congratulations on being an All-Star. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
That's Samantha Nordis of Nemaha Central. Brandon, back to you.
All right, very nicely done. Justin, another interview brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. As we check back in here with set number three, it is a 12-6 advantage for Team Gold. Four straight for them as they're trying to win their first set in this all-star matchup here today. And we get a quick timeout. So we'll step aside as well. Set three, 12-6, Team Gold. Back after this on KNZA and KMZA.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Team Gold, a 12-6 advantage in set number three. Staying on the Gold side, Justin with another interview. Let's take it away, Justin.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. I'm here with R.C. Ashcraft of Holton, and great start. You were out there for an incredible run here for Game 3. Tell me about playing here today, and what did you feel like was the big key for you girls to come out strong in Set 3?
I think the big key was to learn how to, like, trust each other. We don't really know each other that well, so after practicing, we had to get a little bit of a hang in our first two games, and we brought it out in Game 3.
You have any favorite memories? You've battled some injuries and stuff with your knee, but what are some of your favorite memories in playing volleyball at Holton specifically?
I think this past year has probably been our best year. We learned to really play together and just have fun with it instead of trying to worry about messing up too much. I think my favorite memory is kind of sad, but when I got smacked in the face with the ball, just because it was really funny. We were able to play it out, but
I wouldn't have expected that to be your answer. How about this, though? I know you're a multi-sport athlete like so many others, and I know you love track. Tell me what you're most looking forward to with track this season, and I understand you got some new digs that you get to practice on and compete on at Holton, right?
Yeah, our coach has been working really hard getting our shot put rings fixed and our discus rings. I'm excited for discus this year. Our school record, I was really close to it last year. I had some good throw-offs at the beginning of the year, and I'm getting really close.
So you're going to try to break that record and enjoy the spring track season? And what about next year?
Oh, next year I'm planning on going to K-State. I'm not planning on any sports right now. Might come, might not.
Well, best of luck to you, and really good luck this spring. Hope you break that record and have a great track season.
All right, thank you.
That's Darcy Ashcraft of Holton on the Gold All-Squares, All-Stars. And the interviews we're doing are brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company.
All right, continuing on right now, set three, 14-8 is the Team Gold lead. As Navy again has won the first couple of sets, 25-20, 25-16. Navy gets a point there, makes it 14-9. And again, most of these girls here today, multi-sport athletes, a lot of them doing something athletically at the next level. Some playing basketball, of course, quite a few actually coming back here to Highland CC to play for their new head coach as Scotty's getting their volleyball program back up and running. So a lot of local flavor will be here for that next year. Right now a 14-9 advantage for Gold. Make it 14-10 as Avery Weathersby, outside hitter for D West. Puts one down, makes it 14-10. Weathersby coming here to play volleyball. Major is undecided. She was all-league, all-state for volleyball this past year. Of course, leading Donovan West to their first state basketball championship just a couple of weeks ago. That was a lot of fun. 15-10 now, another point for Gold. Jesselyn Coker back into the game here for Team Navy. Roughly about to the halfway point. Our broadcast here, we're going five sets regardless. The fifth set will go to 15. Navy leading two sets to none here early. Starting to get a little bit more comfortable with each other. Sets and rallies getting a little bit longer. There's a miss hit for Gold as Beyer misfired it a little bit strong. Makes it 15-11. And Navy hanging around within four. As Kyra Johnson from D West will come in and serve for Navy from left to right. Sends it across, diving effort, keeping it alive for Gold. Third try, pushed across. Navy getting it back. A couple awkward hits, but they settle and push it across. Set up here by Curry. And now Navy back on the attack. We'll get it to Justin here after this point is determined. And Gold will get it. Nicely done. Up 16-11. Justin, back to you.
Thanks, Brandon. I'm here with Ella Thalman of Lynn, and I wanted to make sure and get a Lynn athlete interview because there's a few of you girls today. So, Ella, what's it been like to get to play with a couple of your teammates again and compete here in the All-Star Games today?
Really excited. I've been missing volleyball, so this is a really good opportunity to get back on the court, and I'm glad I got to play with my teammates and be on the court with them again.
I just grabbed Ella. She came off the court. She's still trying to catch her breath. But how hard has it been to, like, pick this back up today? Like, tell me about this game and how hard it's been to play.
Oh, my Lord. I thought that the 2 weeks of track practice I've been in would keep me in shape, but it is way harder than I thought it would be.
What are your favorite memories from Lynn, specifically, and being an athlete there, and some of your favorite sports memories? We about got a tech. Hold on, Brandon. We're in the action now. All right. Ella, you're supposed to save me over here. You're the one that's supposed to be rejecting the volleyballs from hitting us. Favorite Lynn sports memory?
My favorite memory was back in my sophomore year of volleyball when one of the teams that was ahead of us in our league tournament got COVID, and we weren't supposed to play the next round, but they got COVID, so we got to play for them, and we ended up beating our rivals, and we got to go to the finals in our CCL tournament, so that was nice.
Awesome. You mentioned the Twin Valley League, and you mentioned rivals. Tell me what it's like to compete in that league. Like, I know we talk about it all the time here in Northeast Kansas, but I think the whole state knows that that league is, like, by far the best. I mean, like, what do you talk about and think about when you compete in the TVO?
Oh, my gosh. You think that we're just a 1A league, like some, like a lot of 1A schools, like really small schools. You wouldn't think, like, a lot of big teams would come out of it, but we are very competitive. I've been told by so many people that they think the TVL league is the most competitive sports league in Kansas. So.
And that's what's kind of cool about today is that you're competing with, like, some 2A and 3A and bigger schools, and 1A TVL teams holding your own. Good luck. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
That's Ella Thalman of Lynn. Our interview is brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Continuing on, a quick timeout here in set three. Navy has fought back. Four straight for Navy. Down two at 17-15. And Navy has won the first two sets, 25-20, 25-16. As we're getting set to come out of this timeout. It's been a lot of fun with the coverage here today. Again, brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Of course, the basketball games will be here tomorrow. We'll have them for you as well, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Girls will play first, and the boys will follow. Some great athletes setting to compete in those tomorrow as well. Some of these girls playing in both. 18-15, first point for Gold out of the timeout there. It stops a run of four straight points for Navy. Of course, if you're a K-State Wildcat fan, they're playing in the Elite Eight tonight in New York, trying to get to the Final Four for the first time since the 60s. And we'll have coverage of the Cats starting at 4 o'clock here on Kansaland Radio. 18-16, set 3. Gold on the attack, pushing it to the near side, slapped across with the left hand, saved by Jobbins on the back line, pushed across by Becker of Centralia. Now Gold back on the attack. Good defense up front by Becker for Centralia. That falls, and the point goes to Navy. And they're right back in at 18-17 as they have scored six of the last seven after they were down 17-11. Now serving here for Navy is Weathersby. And Gold getting a point back real quick. One across, 19-17. Both teams will sub. Kaylee Thompson back in for Navy. And we got a good one coming down the stretch here for set three. 19-17, the Gold lead, and they get an ace there. Now 20-17. Served there by Macy Holly of Hanover. Holly again will serve, hits the nets, and drops in again for another ace. So three straight for Gold. Push their lead back to four, 21-17. Down the home stretch here of the third set. Again, we're playing five, and there's a miss hit by Kyra Johnson for D-West. And now four straight for Gold. They're up 22-17 and a timeout. We'll step aside as well for a quick 30. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here from Highland CC, the All-Star Volleyball match here in Northeast Kansas. Out of the timeout, set three. Navy trying to battle back and just get a point there. They're down 22-18. As Valley Heights' Taya Smith will check back in on the front line for Navy. Navy won the first two sets, so Gold's trying to get on the board. And Navy's pushing him here down the stretch. An ace there by Audrey Bell of JCN makes it 22-19. Bell serves again. Gold able to get this one back across, but misfiring up front was Thalman. And now it's 22-20. Three straight for Navy. To get back to within two. Here's the serve by Navy. And another ace. Just one hit for Gold, and it went nowhere, and now a timeout for Gold. Well, it's now 22-21. We'll go ahead and keep it right here for this one. Brandon Tamman alongside Justin Fluke. Logan Carpenter, our studio engineer for the 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball match. Navy is coached by JCN's David Schuler. Team Gold, head coach is Hanover's Melissa Holly. A little bit about those two. Holly led Hanover to a runner-up finish in 1A Division II this past year. They lost to Lebo in the title match, but they finished 36-6 and went undefeated in TVL play. JCN went 33-10 and got third place in 2A out in Dodge City. Out of the timeout, and a point for Gold. Much needed for Gold out of the timeout to push it back to two. It is 23-21. Gold with the advantage. As Elise Curry from Shawnee Heights, who's here today, is going to serve here for Gold as they try to wrap up their first win here in set three as Navy has the 2-0 lead. Here's Becker for Centralia. She goes into the net. And it's now set point for Team Gold at 24-21. As Curry again will try to close this one out and get on the board for Gold. Dug up on the back line by Thompson for Jackson Heights. 24-21. Can Gold close it out? Not quite yet. Into the net by Mary Lukert. And it's 24-22. Macy Thompson from Jefferson County North is going to check back in on the front line for Navy. And Becker serving here for Centralia as they try to claw back in it, but they can't. And Gold finally gets it. Thalman puts it away, and Gold wins their first at 25-22 as they get back within 2-1 here through three sets. We'll step aside for another timeout. Set number four is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Meg from Citizen State Bank. Spring has arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor service for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The future is here at Best Way Ag in Hiawatha. See how their all-new DJI T40 spray drone can work on your farm. And look over their many other ag products like their tanker, fuel trailer, truck skid, UTV sprayer, three-point sprayers, double cone trailers, and nurse trailers. Did you know Best Way Ag is one of the largest tank distributors in the country? Let them help you with your spraying and liquid handling projects. Remember, you can purchase spray parts at their Hiawatha location. Get it done the best way at Best Way Ag in Hiawatha.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's 2-1 lead over Team Gold, getting ready to start set four. Let's go back over to Justin.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Our interview is brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. I'm here with Coach Joanna Ingemeyer, who's the new head volleyball coach at Highland Community College. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations. Just tell me about your excitement level, and especially after a year off here, I'm sure you and the whole school is anxious to get volleyball back going again.
yeah, we're really excited to just have volleyball back in our gym and excited for all the girls that we have coming. So it's going to be great.
So what things do you like to instill? Or what? Tell us about you and as a coach, what things that you kind of preach and what kind of players you're looking for your program?
I am looking for just good girls that care about academics and volleyball, passionate about volleyball. I'm passionate about volleyball, and that's what I'm excited about, just to be back in the gym and doing that. So I want them to be able to come and have a family. This is their first year away from college for most of them, and I want them to come and feel that family feel and just have a good experience here.
You have several girls that are competing today that have already committed to your program. So just kind of tell me about the way that you've recruited Northeast Kansas and your thoughts on some of these girls coming to play for you.
Yeah, I'm super excited. We have several from Northeast Kansas coming, and most of them are here today. We have a couple that aren't here, but Addie Holthouse, I'm really excited about her. She's going to be a great outside for us. Claire Jobbins is going to be a great libero for us. Macy Thompson, and yeah, I think we've got a good group so far. So I'm looking forward to it. I've got a couple spots open still, and I'm looking for a couple more. So it's going to be good.
It seems like you've recruited in pairs a little bit. You got two D West girls from the local area. You mentioned Holthouse, but you also have two girls from Nemaha Central. So that ought to help with chemistry, I guess, putting a new team together, right?
I think so. We do have pairs, and girls tend to enjoy that, to bring their friends. And when they're both good, so, yeah. You know, it's going to be great.
Final thought, if somebody's interested in playing volleyball, how do you suggest they reach out to you? Like, how do you want to be open and accessible for players and help them get to college volleyball?
You can go on our website, just go to the volleyball page. You can find my information there, email me, our Twitter information is on there. So just be watching that. I'm going to have all of our pictures up of our girls pretty soon who signed. And so, yeah, just go to the website.
Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for putting together this All-Star game today.
Thank you very much.
That's Coach Inga Meyer. She is the new head volleyball coach here at Highland Community College.
All right, very nicely done. Our interviews all throughout the weekend brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. We're on here to set number four. It's a 3-1 start here for Team Gold. Gold got their first set in set three, winning 25-22. Navy won the first two sets, 25-20, 25-16. We're playing five sets regardless. Right now, 4-1 start here for Gold and set four as they try to make it a little more interesting going into a fifth set. Good to see the volleyball program back up and going here at Highland CC with the new head coach and quite a few of these girls participating here today. Going to be on that roster next year. Here's Navy on the attack. That's going to be a point as, or maybe speaking too soon, too many hits for Gold as Navy gets one back, down 4-2. Another sub in for Navy. We'll bring back Lena Haberkamp to serve. Nearly got an ace. Bounce from Nemaha Central, hits it back across. And looks like we got another interview on the Gold side. Let's get it back to Justin.
Thanks, Brandon. I'm here with Jaden Johnson of Troy. She's with the Gold All-Stars. And tell me what this day has been like, Jaden.
It's pretty exciting. I've never had an opportunity like this before, but I get to meet new people and bond with new people, and it's great.
How tough has it been picking back up volleyball and kind of developing some chemistry with the other players today?
It's been a minute, and it's definitely new people, so it's something to get used to, but they're working with me, and they're a great team.
Kind of right in your backyard, so this is cool for you to be able to be from Troy and playing this game here at Highland Community College. But is it a little bit different, like these girls that you've been competing against, like now on your team today?
I've definitely competed against some of them, so it's kind of weird, but it's nice, honestly, to have some nice girls that I know. So, yep.
Do you have a favorite memory competing as an athlete at Troy High School?
Just probably being with the same people every single year in the game. It's just something that I've always known and that I've been comfortable with.
So your Gold team won this last set. Do you feel like you got things figured out and turning around to come back and win this thing?
We definitely have momentum. We have the urge to push, and I think we got it.
Awesome. Best of luck in the future, Jaden, and congratulations on being an All-Star.
Thank you.
That's Troy's Jaden Johnson. Our interview is brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. Braden?
All right, continuing on, we're in set four. 6-4 is the Gold advantage. They won their first sets in set three to make it 2-1. In favor of Team Navy. Regardless, we'll play the fifth set. even if Navy wins. And as we continue on here from Highland CC, and there's a nice shot, Holthaus and Holly for Hanover, kind of both helping out with that point there for Team Gold. 7-4 Gold advantage here, set 4. And get back to Justin here momentarily. Next point here. Here's Becker for Centralia. Good defense, but it's kept alive. And then Holthaus slams it home. An emphatic point there for Team Gold. Let's send it back to Justin over there on the Gold sideline.
Thanks. I'm here with Jessica Gruber of Sabetha on the Gold All-Star sideline. And Jessica, what's this day been like for you so far here today?
It's been really fun getting to know the other girls and just like working with people that you've never worked with before and learning all their quirks of playing volleyball.
What do you enjoy most about volleyball?
I love the team aspect of like coming together and like you like during basketball you don't get to like celebrate with your team after every point. In volleyball you get to come together and cheer each other on the whole entire game.
At Sabetha High School, do you have a favorite memory or moment that you'll always remember maybe the most being an athlete for a Blue Jays?
I think I'll always remember winning the state championship our sophomore year. That was just a really surreal feeling of going to Hutch and winning it all. Even though I didn't play, it was a lot of fun to be there.
That's tough to beat. And speaking of winning, Jessica Gruber was our winner last summer of the Burn Gas, Mow Grass, and Spend Cash Summer Giveaway. So have you spent the cash yet? Have you bought the fuel and have you been mowing or what?
I haven't mowed yet because the grass is dead. But I've spent a lot of the money and a lot of the gas money for sure.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on being an All-Star. Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much.
That's Jessica Gruber of Sabetha. Brandon, back to you.
All right, very nicely done. Continuing on here, again, our interview is brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. We're in set 4, and Gold making a run here, up 10-5. They have scored 5 of the last 6 after Navy won the first two sets, 25-20 and then 25-16. Gold came back with a 25-22 set 3 win. So right now it is 2-1, and Gold has a little bit from the momentum here, and now they're going to get another point as Holly puts it down. A Hanover Wildcat makes it 11-5. There's Addie Holthaus serving for Team Gold. Maybe gets it back. Olverding with a finish, but it's a little bit too strong. Makes it 12-5, I should say. And now we'll get a quick timeout. Set 4, 12-5, Team Gold. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back right after this.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tam and Justin Fluke, Logan Carpenter with you. Back here from Highland Community College. Our coverage of the 37th Annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball Match presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Right now in set 4, it is a 12-6 Team Gold lead. It's now 12-7. Back-to-back points out of the timeout for Navy. Navy won the first two sets. Gold won set 3. We'll play a fifth set regardless to 15. But Gold trying to win this fourth set, at least make it 2-2 going into that final set. Had some interviews and some of the local athletes and coaches. Again, some will be here tomorrow for the basketball games. There's another point for Navy. As they're back into it, 3 straight, makes it 12-8. Audrey Bell, 5'7 setter and middle hitter from JCN, will serve here for Team Navy. Now bouncing it over our way, and that's a deflected ball and out of play, but a point there for Gold. Makes it 13-8. We'll bring back in Jessica Gruber. We just heard from her a moment ago. She's on the front lines for Gold. Navy on the back line with Jobbins. Push it up to Bell. Gets it across. Holthaus for Gold. Gets it up front. Smacked down by Gruber. But it was deflected and out, so Gold gets the point there. Now 14-8. Is their lead. We even saw in set number 1, they jumped out to a good lead, but Navy scored 10 of the last 12 to take set 1. Navy trying to battle back here. Gold has had the advantage here in the last set and change, and they get another one here. Makes it 15-8, so they're on a nice little run here, creating a little bit of separation. Holly will serve for gold, but it goes into the net, so Navy gets a freebie there, makes it 15-9. Macy Thompson back in for Navy, onto the front lines. Becker to serve. Navy down 6 here in the fourth set. Here is Gold on the attack. Holthaus, nice hit over. Weathersby with the dig, and Gold getting it back. Holthaus sets it up here up front. Good push up there by Bell, but Gold ultimately gets the point. Jaden Johnson a part of that one for Gold. Makes it 16-9. So, again, creating that separation here. As Claire Jobbins will come back in for Team Navy, and also back in for Gold is Elise Curry, setter and D specialist for Shawnee Heights. It's a 16-9 Gold advantage here in set four. There is Navy with it, Bell. Now Gold getting it back. We'll get to Justin here momentarily. Another interview for Team Navy. Here is Thompson with the spike in the point. Macy Thompson gets a big one there. Let's head on over to Justin, who looks to be with Centralia's Reagan Becker.
Yeah, thanks. I'm here with Reagan Becker of Centralia on the Navy All-Star Bench. And Reagan, she wanted me to let her catch her breath just a little bit, but it's been intense today. Tell me about the experience of playing here in the All-Star game.
It's pretty fun getting to know a lot of the other girls that I've competed against all throughout my years, and so getting to know them is really fun, and playing against some of the other people that I'm pretty good friends with and played against too. So, yeah.
Let's talk about Centralia, though. I feel like it's like the Mecca volleyball capital of the world. Like, I mean, growing up, how cool was it? Because it seemed like the program is always, you know, at stake, competing for league and state championships. Like, there's something about volleyball in Centralia that's always just been a powerhouse.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I grew up watching my sister win state championships, so that was pretty awesome. And then just getting to experience it myself in high school and going to state a few years. And yeah, so.
Do you have a favorite memory of being an athlete at Centralia that's going to stand out?
Probably either state volleyball or state track when I won, and high jump. So, yeah.
Has it been kind of fun to get to play with Lena again? I know you two girls as seniors, really leaders of multiple sports for your teams this year.
Yeah, I mean, she's been my best friend for years, so it kind of sucks not being able to play with her anymore after high school ball was over, so this last time is pretty great.
So, like, is it getting easier the longer you're out here? I mean, I know you're getting tired, but, like, as far as the chemistry and just getting a better feel for the rest of your teammates, is it getting easier or harder?
Yeah, it was a little rough at the start, but it's getting a lot better. I feel like we're coming together as a team, and we were down a lot in the first set, but now we're coming back and fighting back, and so, yeah, it's been pretty great.
Finish strong. Congratulations, and best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Reagan Becker of Centralia, Brandon, on the Navy All-Stars, and our interview is brought to you by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company.
All right, so we got a timeout, but we'll keep it right here. Is right now we're in set four. Gold trying to even things up at two apiece. They're up 19-11, three straight for Gold. Once again, our interviews all throughout this brought to you by JB and Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Gold out of the timeout with the serve. Navy trying to get one back, and they do right there. It's a good kill shot. It is 19-12. And Navy won the first two sets. Gold won set three. And now 19-12, the Gold lead here in set four. Gold trying to keep this one alive. They do, and somehow earning a point. Well played, and a good save up front. Believe that was Keela Wilson from El Saline who's here today, who had a nice play to make it 20-12. Subs back in both sides. Gold serving up eight, late in set four. Here's Johnson for DUS setting it up for her teammate right now. Now Holthaus here for Gold with a kill shot, and she'll get the point. Addie Holthaus earning a point for Gold. Makes it 21-12. They try to even this thing up at two apiece going into set five. Here, Ace. Good dig there by Jobbins on the back line for Navy. Gold getting it back. They set it up for Holly, but then she has to push it back up to Holthaus again, who's deflected. Good defense. Audrey Bell in there. Also Thompson for JCN. Navy gets a point back. They're down 21-13. Becker back in here for Centralia. For Team Navy. Thompson gets a breather. Serving Jobbins for Jefferson County North for Navy. As Gold again trying to put this one away. They lead it 22-13, getting a point there. Now another sub back in for Gold. It's Samantha Nordis, the Nemaha Central Thunder up there with her teammate, Natty Holthouse. Also, Hanover's Macy Holly on the front line for Team Gold. Navy trying to get this set four to claim this all-star match, but we could be going to a fifth set, tied at two apiece. There's a misfire by Holthouse, and a point for Navy. Makes it 22-14. Navy gets the serve back. This is Weathersby from Donathan West. Gold will set it up here near side. It's Nordis. Navy was ready for it. Now back across by Coker. Gold, a third hit, gets it across. Navy pushing it up with Bell. Far side, Coker again. Kind of mishit that one. Gold able to gather. Now right on top of the net, won by Navy. Gold trying to chase it down. And it's going to be a point for Navy. Makes it 22-15. So they've scored three of the last four. Chipping away a little bit here in set four. Weathersby again will serve. And that's an ace. The last five to Navy. It's now 22-16. Navy took the first set 25-20. Set two was 25-16. And then Gold won set three 25-22. And now Gold with a nice point there by Holthouse for Nemaha Central. Gold's lead is 23-16. Nearing set points. Jaden Johnson of Troy back in for Gold on the front lines. Holthouse will serve, and it's an ace. So now set point here for Gold. 24-16. The fifth set will go to 15. But we could be heading to it with a 2-2 score. Good dig on the back line. A slam shot by Bell was gathered. One more for Gold to put it away, and they do. It's Macy Holly for Hanover putting it away. 25-16, and we'll head to the fifth set. A 2-2 tie in this all-star matchup. We'll step aside for a timeout, and we're back right after this.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Into the final set here of this 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball match, and we'll head to a fifth set in a 2-2 tie. Navy won the first two sets 25-20, 25-16, and then it was Gold in sets 3 and 4, 25-22, and 25-16. So this fifth set will mean a little something. It has been competitive. We appreciate all of our athletes and coaches giving us a little bit of time throughout the course of this broadcast. Brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Brandon Justin here on location. Logan, our studio producer. It's been a lot of fun here. We'll get to Justin here momentarily. I think he's trying to land Coach Holly from Hanover for a couple of minutes. As we get set for a fifth set, that'll go to 15, and let's go over to Justin.
I'm here with Coach Holly of Stars, and Coach, these last two sets have been really good, and that last set you dominated. Tell me what's been the difference in these last couple getting the wins.
I think we've had to warm up and get used to each other. The girls aren't used to playing with who they have, and, you know, once we start rolling and they found themselves, and, you know, we talked about momentum was the key, and we found it, and we went with it.
So what'd you tell the girls going into this fifth and decisive set?
I told them we had to be the first one to 5, first one to 10, and the first one to 15, and we had it. And keep the momentum on our side, have fun, and get it done.
A couple quick thoughts about Hanover. I mean, it's a powerhouse, it seems like, in every single sport. But what's it been like to be the volleyball coach, have the success that you've had? And I'm sure you credit a lot of that to the girls in your program.
Absolutely. You know, that wasn't me. It's the girls putting the work in the summer and coming in for the open gyms and doing the summer league. And, you know, over there, I think the biggest thing for Hanover, we have the buy-in for the kids. And, you know, when you have the buy-in, it makes the program so much easier to be able to coach.
Last question for you. What's it mean to be able to coach in an all-star game and especially to be able to be here with Macy one more time and coach her again?
You know, it's it's nice and emotional at the same time. You know, I was Macy's coach all 4 years in high school, and, you know, this last one, I'll get her at Cloud as well, but, you know, it was icing on the cake. You know, she gets to go to Cloud to play volleyball for 2 more years, and I'm excited to see what she does.
Good luck, Coach, in closing it out today.
Thank you.
That's Coach Holly leading the Gold All-Stars, winners of two straight as we're in the fifth set now. Brandon, back to you.
All right, yep, we are down to the fifth set here, and it's a 1-0 start for Navy as we'll go to 15, and it is a 2-2 tie between these two All-Star teams. Good rally between these two right now. Probably try to get another interview or two. We'll see as we get set to close things out here today and get you set for basketball, not just tonight with K-State, but the All-Star games tomorrow right back here at Highland CC, and maybe after that long rally getting another point. And you heard Holly there with Justin about being the first to five, first to ten to win this potential fifth and final set. But right now, Navy may have scored the first two after they won the first two sets. And now that one is a little bit long. It's misfired by Thalman of Lynn. Now it's a 3-0 advantage here for Navy. So they have scored the first three in this fifth and final set that'll go to 15. Navy on the serve from left to right, slapped across on a third try by Gold. It's set up and knocked down by Oberding, but Gold there to keep it alive and tap it back across. Now a battle at the nets, a good diving save by Jobbins for Navy. And now another hit and another diving effort, this time Nordis on the back line for Nemaha Central, and finally Gold getting the point. They needed that one, now down 3-1. Fifth and final set. We got another interview coming up here with Justin. We'll get it after this point. And that was Gold, who has now gone back-to-back. Let's go over to Justin.
Thanks. I'm here with Lena Havercamp of Centralia, part of the Navy All-Stars. And, man, this is getting intense. This is like the fifth set down to the wire. Lena, tell me what this experience has been like for you today.
It's been really awesome. I've been able to create a relationship with a lot of girls that I've played against, like, in the past, so it's been really fun.
How hard has this been to, like, get back on the volleyball court and compete today?
It's been pretty difficult. I haven't played in, like, 6 months, I feel like, and it's just been hard, but it's been really fun, so.
I asked Reagan this earlier, but I feel like Centralia is, like, one of the best volleyball programs in the United States, like, history-wise, when you look at it. What does it mean to put on a Panther jersey and play for that program?
It's definitely an honor to do that. I don't know. It's just cool to do, so.
You have a favorite sports memory or two from being an athlete at Centralia?
Last year, junior year, I got to go to state for basketball, and we ended up being state runner-ups, and we were undefeated till the championship, so that was really fun.
Awesome season. So you think your girls are going to pull out this fifth set here today, or what are your thoughts?
I think so. I hope so.
You're coming back tomorrow, right?
I am.
What do you think about basketball tomorrow? Give me a quick thought on that process for tomorrow coming back. It's a busy weekend for you. You're going to be tired.
Oh, it's busy. Tomorrow's going to be really fun. I'm super excited. I get to be coached by Perry Smith, and I'm super excited for that. So
that's pretty cool of you to say as a Centralia person, you know, like to coach for Perry Smith of the U.S. But good luck the rest of today and tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Lena Havercamp of Centralia, Brandon.
Nicely done, as always. Our interview is brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. We're in the fifth set. Right now it is Navy with a 5-3 advantage. It is 2-2 going into this fifth and final set. Navy gets another point, and they're up 6-3. The winner take all set here to 15. As Justin and Lena mentioned there about basketball tomorrow, the girls' game will tip off at 1 o'clock, and then the boys' game will follow at 3. We'll have that coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A missed shot there for Bell for Navy. Point for Gold. Makes it 6-4. Here in the fifth and final set. It's been a lot of fun bringing you this broadcast here today, and of course tomorrow as well. Right now, Gold serving. Navy with the 6-4 lead here in set 5. Good save on the back line for Gold. A third hit for Nemaha Central's Addie Holthouse to get it across for Gold. Now set up front for Thompson for Navy. Now Gold back with it. Holthouse again fires one and unable to handle it on the back line. A big point for Gold. Back to within one. It's 6-5. So back-to-back points for Gold. As this fifth and final set will come down the home stretch. and have expected this to be fun and competitive all day. It has certainly been that, especially here in the fifth and final set. Navy gets one, 7-5. Justin back with us here courtside.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be doing any interviews when the decisive match is on the line here, these final points. I think these athletes are all locked in now, so many of these girls will be back tomorrow, so I know I told a couple of them we'd try to do some interviews with more of them tomorrow that are coming back for girls basketball. So.
Yeah, and even regardless, it's all for fun here and everyone's having a good time, but you know how all these girls are certainly competitive. You know in the back of their mind they want to win this thing, and right now it is competitive, 7-5 here. Navy with the lead in set five. Navy won the first two sets. Gold won sets 3 and 4. We were playing a fifth set regardless, but now this is a winner-take-all set to 15. Good rally between the two. Gold having it right now, but a third try across, but it's right into the net. And after all that, Navy gets it and an 8-5 advantage.
You know, one of my biggest takeaways from the interviews today is how much respect all these players have for one another, even though they're like rivals during the season, you know, and compete against each other in every sport. Their whole career starts in middle school and in high school. But how cool was that for Lena Haverkamp of Centralia to say she's looking forward tomorrow for playing basketball for Perry Smith, who's the coach at D-West? Like, how much respect. That's really cool to hear the players. I think they have respect for each other's programs and the athletes in the other, league schools around Northeast Kansas.
Yeah, and we'll keep it right here. Quick timeout, 9-5 Navy, but kind of piggybacking off what you said about what she said about Coach Smith, and just named Sports in Kansas 1A D1 Coach of the Year. So obviously no surprise there, leading the Mustangs to their first ever state championship. Of course, they'll have a good showing here tomorrow. Kyra Johnson, Avery Weathersby, who are not just all league selections, but all state selections for both volleyball and basketball. So it's going to be exciting. We got some great athletes here tomorrow. Of course, again, as we mentioned, a lot of the girls, but, you know, on the boys' side as well, we'll have some great area athletes here from Sabetha, ACCHS, Perry LeCompton. It's going to be a lot of fun. The girls' game will be at 1. The boys will follow at 3. Of course, I'll be here once again. Jake Spaulding will be alongside as well, and just a lot of fun to bring you this coverage. And, again, want to give a big thanks out again to JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications helping us out with our broadcast this weekend. Out of the quick timeout against set five, winner take all. It's 9-5 Navy. We're playing to 15. Navy on the attack. Good set by Haverkamp, but the spike was dug up nicely by Gold on the back line. You can tell things are getting a little bit more intense here down the stretch. Navy with a nice play there from Macy Thompson of Jefferson County North, and now they're up 10-5.
Been kind of crazy today, you know. Navy won the first two, Gold won the second two. Now Navy's kind of coming back to life in the fifth set, but it's been really competitive.
There's a nice kill shot up front. That looked to be Jessica Gruber out of Sabetha. Gets one back for Gold. Well, they're still down 4. It's 10-6. Again, going to 15 here. And what is a 2-2 tie here going into the fifth set? Holthaus from Nemaha Central will serve. Becker for Centralia, kept it alive. Now Gold getting it back and finding it up front. Gold getting a point. 10-7, they scored back-to-back.
You know, the center position, I should have asked Lena about this. I'm mad that I didn't. Maybe I'll go back and ask her. But I feel like it's such a tough position because you literally touch the ball probably like 5, 7, 8 times as much as anybody else on the team. Like, you're always expected to get to the second hit,
right?
No matter where the ball's at. And pretty much any time the ball comes over the net, you're expected to get it. Like, one of those hits is yours. So I just think that's a really, really tough job.
Yeah, I think you got to be very athletic and just smart to play a position like that, knowing where you got to be and being a part of pretty much every point. As Navy gets one back, and Navy pushing it. They're 3 away. It's 12-7. Back-to-back for them after Gold had clawed back to within 3. It's now Navy by 5 here in the fifth and final set. It's been a fun afternoon, and now the Gold team trying to claw back in it, pushing their way down the stretch here. Gold has it. Again, nobody has switched sides. Gold has gone right to left here the entire match so far. Navy setting it up for, that looked to be Kaylee Thompson.
Yeah.
Who slammed one down for Navy, and just like that, 13-7. They're 2 points away from shutting the door here. Another quick timeout, but we'll keep it right here. But, again, it's been a fun day. We've had a lot of our area athletes, you know, spend a few minutes with us, and it's always fun to get their perspective on this. And again, what's crazy, we've mentioned it numerous times, but the 37th annual. So they have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I think that's for basketball. They actually added volleyball. So we've been covering these games. I started with the radio stations in 2001. And sometime right around then, I know we've covered almost every game since then. Volleyball, I feel like they added maybe about 15 years ago because it used to be just basketball, but they added volleyball. It's been a nice touch for sure. But, yeah, Highland Community College does a great job putting on this and creating this opportunity for these athletes.
And I know they used to do all of them in the same day. Now they've split it up to where they do volleyball today and they'll do basketball tomorrow. Right now it's 13-7, set 5. Good play by Navy. They're trying to close this one out. Another hit into the net, and somehow that was kept across.
Ow!
Another diving effort there by Haverkamp, but Gold finally earning that point. Navy did everything they could there, but Navy needs, or I should say Gold needs a little bit of a run here. They're down 13-8. Again, we're playing this fifth and final set to 15.
We just had three Navy players dive off the court out of play to try with one hand to save a ball and bring it back in. That was phenomenal hustle.
And you can tell it's getting a little bit more intense here with the fifth and deciding set here coming down to the final few points. And it is certainly getting a little bit more competitive. Haverkamp for Navy. They set it up for Olberding in the middle, but Gold is ready for it. Now it's a battle at the net and someone up against the net for Navy. So Gold getting a point down 13-9.
Here's something we haven't talked about today, but how about this court?
Like, it is a new
court,
yeah.
Except inside the three-point lines on each end, kind of a blue wood. It's pretty impressive, kind of different.
It is different, no, for sure. It's a different look, a different feel, and Gold getting another one back down 13-10. See both coaches kind of getting into it a little bit more as well as that one put into the net by Audrey Bell, and Gold getting another one back, and it's just like that, 13-11, four straight for Gold and a timeout.
Well, we certainly want to thank Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company. They stepped up as kind of our corporate sponsors to help make this possible. But we have a lot of other sponsors that you're hearing their ads during the broadcast. Certainly want to appreciate them. A lot of local businesses that have also helped make today's and tomorrow's events possible. So those businesses that you hear during our commercial timeouts, as well as our kind of exclusive overall sponsors of Giant JBN, we appreciate them for helping make this live coverage possible. Of course, we'll have the audio recording of this posted on msesports.net, so if you'd like to go back and listen to any of the interviews that we did with the coaches and players today or tomorrow, we'll have that available thanks to all the great sponsors. We hope that you tell them you appreciate their sponsorship.
All right, Gold trying to battle back. Four straight out of the timeout. They're down 13-11. Navy trying to get one there. Holly up against the net for Gold, but Navy gets it back here. Push it to the far side as that one's hit across by Olberding, deflected in the air. Now pushed across by Gold. Navy back. Olberding with two hands. And now Gold trying to get one back. Another diving. After they were down 13-7, they have scored five straight. And now, why not have a finish like this? We might as well. It's 2-2, and now it's 13-12 going to 15. Navy stopped the run here for Gold, who right now has the momentum. There's Holly again, deflected up front. Good defense by Navy, and right now it is match point for Navy, up 14-12.
Audrey Bell with a big, big, big block right there from JCN, giving the match point opportunity here, a couple of them, to the Navy All-Stars.
All right, here we go. What could be the final points of the match today? 14-12 here, set 5. Gold trying to battle back. They need couple of points back-to-back to get back in. It's deflected. The winner for Audrey Bell, and Navy wins it. 3-2 as they take set 5, 15-12. As we will wrap it up, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and give our kind of closing thoughts, maybe another interview or two. But nonetheless, this one is in the books. We'll step aside and wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray, SIP. This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, they're doing the final call-outs for the athletes here today. The 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball match went to Team Navy in a thriller in five sets and needed all five to get that result. Navy won the first two sets, 25-20, 25-16. Gold won sets 3 and 4, 25-22, 25-16. And then Navy closing it out, 15-12 in set number 5. Our post-game coverage continues, brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Brandon, Justin, Logan, all with you. And, well, it's going to try to maybe get another interview or two, but this was a lot of fun today.
I don't think you could have scripted it much better. I mean, when you come into an all-star game, you want everybody to have a chance to compete and be a part of it, and you want it to be competitive, right? And it certainly was. I mean, even after Navy won the first couple, Gold came back and won the next couple. So I think it was great. It was competitive. It came down to the last couple points at the end. Every player here, I think, represented themselves and their school very well. I mean, all the interviews we did were great. I know a lot of the girls were a little bit nervous, but speak very fluently, and it was fun to interview and talk to all these players, and we'll look forward to doing it again tomorrow. But yeah, certainly a lot of parody and a lot of fun today.
It's funny when you got some of the girls here off the floor and you were just getting them, so you could tell they had a little bit more huff and puff to them. They were a little bit tired. You had asked about like transitioning from going from basketball, coming back and playing volleyball, and surprisingly a lot of them said it was maybe a little bit tougher than they anticipated. So just getting back, it's a different kind of in shape, you know, playing volleyball compared to like basketball or doing track or something like that. So
yeah, but I think they exceeded my expectations. I mean, for only having about an hour practice and probably never playing with these girls
right
before in their life, I mean, to be this competitive and to have some of the highlights that we had and the way that players were acting like it was a state championship, diving all over and trying to keep play alive and leaving it all out there, that was exciting to see their level of enthusiasm and hustle and how much it really meant to them.
Yeah, we'll take another time out. We're going to try to get another interview or two before we wrap things up here. Again, I want to thank our great sponsors as the Northeast High School Kansas or Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball game concluded here today, 37th annual. Again, Navy taking it 3-2 over Team Gold. We'll take one final timeout, and we'll come back after this. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Back one final time with you, Brandon Tammett, alongside Justin Fluke, Logan Carpenter, our studio engineer. We're going to try to get one more interview or two with either a coach or a player here as the 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Volleyball match has concluded. Team Navy, the 3-2 advantage. They won the first two sets. Gold won sets 3 and 4. Navy won the fifth and final set 15-12. And we got Justin with another Navy athlete.
Navy All-Stars. And Audrey, this one kind of came down to the wire. Tell me about the experience of playing here today.
That was so much fun. We really all got along really well. Past set hit was really connected, I feel like. We were really scrappy. So it felt good to win.
You won the first couple, and we were in the fifth set, and I felt like you girls were kind of in control, but then it got really close, and you had a huge block, I think, when you girls were up by one to kind of set up the game winner. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that felt really good. It was, I don't know, just in the moment. It was awesome, though.
So what was it like to get to play with a couple of your other senior classmates and play for Coach Shuler again today?
It was great. It felt good to end on a win. It was great.
You've had a great run at JCN, too, making state all your high school career, and then placing third at state this year. What's it like to be a Charger, and what was it like to play volleyball for JCN?
So amazing. The culture there is just, we always play to win all the time, so it was great to play for him and with all of those girls.
Do you have a favorite memory from being a JCN Charger as an athlete?
I mean, state every year was pretty awesome, so I mean, that probably.
So I want to ask you about being a setter, because I forgot to ask anybody else about this, but I feel like it's such a tough job because I feel like they hit it like 8 times more than anybody else on the court because they always are expected to get the second hit no matter where it's at, and they touch the ball almost every time it comes over the net. Tell me about the setter mentality.
I mean, just try to get to every ball and make it better. If it's not a good pass, try to make it a good ball for the hitter to hit. So, I mean, it's a pretty intense job, but it's fun.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the win today and a great career. Good luck in your future.
Thank you so much.
Of the winning Navy All-Stars, that's Audrey Bell from JCN. Brandon, I'll see if I might be able to steal one or two more before we wrap it up.
Sounds good. We'll get back to you momentarily. But again, that was Audrey Bell of Jefferson County North, and her future plans include going to Kansas State, majoring in nutrition, all league in the Northeast Kansas League. She was also part of the all-state team in Class 2A. Again, the final here was Navy in 5 sets. It was going 5 sets regardless, but we needed that 5th set to determine a winner. Navy won the first two sets 25-20, 25-16, and then it was Team Gold winning sets 3 and 4, 25-22, 25-16, and then Navy won the fifth and final set 15-12. Again, a lot of these girls are going to be back here tomorrow taking part in the All-Star basketball game. And we got Justin again one more time.
Thanks, Brandon. I'm here with Mary Lucard of the Gold All-Stars. We'll be back tomorrow playing basketball as well. But, Mary, it's been a little while probably since you played a whole lot of volleyball, at least competitive like this. How did you feel like today went?
I thought it went really good overall. I liked playing with different girls from other teams. That was fun, I thought. And just to play with a little bit more competitive team was just really fun. And, yeah, it was a great day.
I just saw you having a whole bunch of fun with Lena Haverkamp of Centralia. So some of these girls, I guess there's enough proximity in a lot of you girls that you know each other from competition and just from having fun in other communities too, right?
Yep, for sure. Yep, it's been fun to see all the different girls from different teams. Yep.
You're a multi-sport athlete. I mentioned you'll be playing basketball tomorrow. But what's your favorite Sabetha Blue Jay memory of being an athlete there?
I think going to state my sophomore year, winning regional cross country before that, and then going to go play in volleyball and end up winning state was super fun. I think that's been my favorite memory.
So is tomorrow's basketball game going to be easier or more difficult, or what are you expecting tomorrow?
I think it'll be easier since we just got out of basketball season, but easier than today for sure, but it'll be fun. Yep, I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, best of luck tomorrow, and your future plans are still undecided. You're considering, though, maybe competing college, continuing sports somewhere, right?
Yep, I want to play basketball somewhere is the goal. Yep.
Good luck. We'll play the show tomorrow, and maybe that'll help land the scholarship you're looking for.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's Mary Lucard of Sabetha. Brandon, all of our interviews today, again, presented by Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company, as well as our other great sponsors that you've heard throughout the broadcast here today. Oh, here's somebody else I can interview real quick. I'm going to come over here and talk to Coach Andrea Keller, who led the D-West girls back to the state volleyball tournament this year and had two girls playing today, of course. And what was it like to watch these girls get to play with some other competition as All-Stars, Coach?
You know, it's just so fun to watch them all come together and go from being, you know, rivals to being teammates. And so I know I'm just talking to Kyra and Avery. They love the experience, and thankfully HCC still puts on this game for them to have the chance to play volleyball. It's not easy because most of them are pretty rusty. They're in basketball mode, but they did a good job to kind of settle in and play after that first set, shake out some nerves. Great fun.
So let's connect some dots here. I mean, you were both a player, athlete, and a coach at Highland Community College, and now coaching at D-West, and now these two girls that you just mentioned, Kyra and Avery, are going to be here next year playing volleyball. So tell me what, I guess, that means to you and for them to see that opportunity here at HCC.
I just take so much pride in knowing these girls are going to come and be part of the Scotty Nation. I will always bleed navy and gold till the day I die. I always say that. This place has a special place in my heart as both a student and a coach, and just being in the atmosphere and seeing these young ladies on this court and knowing that I've got two that are going to go on and continue that, it's very special. Really so happy for them.
So final thought. I know today's all about fun, but, I mean, this was pretty competitive. It came down to a fifth set. And what did you think about the volleyball just overall as a coach watching it today?
You know, I told somebody in the stands, I said, it's fitting. It goes five sets and down to the wire. You know, it was a little ugly at first, as expected, but then everybody started settling in, and I thought the hitting was really good today. You know, that it's hard with hitter-setter chemistry when you're not used to practicing to step in onto a floor and literally get a warm-up, and that's it. But I thought the girls all did a great job to, like I said, settle down and just and play some ball and play for their teams, you know, not themselves. There's not any one-on-one action in the game of volleyball, but they all played together as a team and just fun for everybody here today.
I know those girls will be back tomorrow, and D-West is just living in a dream world, right, since the state basketball title?
It's been a heck of a year, a heck of a year, a heck of a ride, and we've just enjoyed every minute of it. So.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Justin.
That's Andrea Keller. She's the head coach for the Donovan West High School Volleyball here and Lady Scotty volleyball coach here at Highland. Pretty good way, Brandon, to maybe wrap it all up for us today.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a lot of fun here again today, as it's not over yet. We'll have the All-Star games for basketball tomorrow. Again, the girls game at 1. The boys game will follow at 3. Again, we'll have coverage here on Kansaland Radio beginning at about 12:50, probably on about 10 minutes or so before we tip off those games tomorrow. Again, want to thank JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. They'll be a big part, not of just today, but tomorrow as well. So, then again, want to thank everyone here involved who came out and supported and watched everyone. It was just a lot of fun. But, again, just the first half of it is done as we got the basketball games coming your way tomorrow. I guess we'll get Justin back on real quick. A final thought again, just running around, and it's always fun to get a different perspective. But we saw how kind of, you know, shaking the cobwebs off early. You saw maybe in those middle sets, you could see a little bit more of everybody kind of getting comfortable, and then once it got to 2-2 going into the fifth set, I think you saw a little bit more sense of urgency from these girls. No matter what, the competitive nature, although this is a fun event, it came down to that fifth set, and you saw the competitive nature come out for both.
Yeah, I think that's everything that you want, really, everything that you can expect, and hopefully we'll get that with the basketball games tomorrow. But, you know, the other thing I noticed about these girls is that what a great group of girls, you know. Not only are they phenomenal athletes and great volleyball players, but every single one of these girls just smiling and happy-go-lucky, and, you know, you can tell that they're honored to be here and enjoying this experience, and that's really what it's all about. So we were certainly happy to be a part of it, and looking forward to coming back here tomorrow and doing the same thing for some girls and boys basketball.
Well, speaking of basketball, coming up here in just, let's look at the time, about an hour, we're going to have coverage of K-State and FAU in the Elite Eight. Coverage from the K-State Sports Network on the air at 4 o'clock. They'll tip off at just after 5 o'clock. Again, they're playing that game at Madison Square Garden, New York City. K-State trying to get to their first Final Four since the 60s. So, again, shout out to the Cats. We'll have that for you here coming up in less than an hour from the K-State Sports Network. And then, Justin, again, mentioning tomorrow, we'll have the All-Star basketball games. The girls will tip at 1. Boys will follow around 3. We'll have both those right here on Kansaland Radio and the MSC Sports Radio Network. So, again, until then, enjoy the Cats tonight against FAU. Hopefully they can get themselves to a Final Four. But we'll talk to you tomorrow around 12:50. Appreciate the work from Logan Carpenter back in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. Justin, great work as always. I'm Brandon. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio. Here's